Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
W.D. Bentley introduced Cooperative Extension in Oklahoma. Now 100 years later, a variety that carries his namesake offers tremendous resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley was created by OSU researchers and is marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley also provides a unique blend of genetics from the Texas and Kansas Overlay variety with OSU's true grazing grain breeding stamped in. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Cattle futures today finished relatively steady after a couple of days of rallying pretty strongly. August feeders were down 5 at 150.20, September up 15. And on the live cattle, we really had a lot of spread action with the front end August up 62 cents at 150.15, about 50 cents off the high. So it was up 62, but October was actually down on the day, down about 5. At midday, boxed beef was up 19 cents on choice. It was 205.25, select up $1.47 at 197.89. Yesterday on the Fed Cattle Exchange, we did have some trade around 116. Today it's 117 bid. It looks like we could get 17 or 18 possibly. The feeder cattle index is 150.43. It's almost identical to where the August feeder cattle futures are. The futures are at 150.20. Packer margins right now are estimated to be around $125 per head profit. So the packer's still making money, and it looks like they may bid up some cattle here. Feedlot profit margins are estimated to be around $245 a head of profit. So the packer, the feedlot, and now it's the stalker guy's turn, I guess, to make some money. So overall, both of those being positive is probably going to be a good thing long term.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures market was generally weaker here today. We've had a couple of estimates on the corn and bean crops over the last 2 days. FC Stone estimated a bean yield of 47.7 yesterday and a corn yield of 162.8 bushels an acre. That's a pretty low corn yield. And then this morning, Informa Economics estimated the corn crop to be 165.9. So still lower than the USDA's 170.7, but FC Stone and Informa both dropped theirs, which probably tells us what the USDA will do next on their estimate. Informa also said their bean yield would be 47.3 bushels an acre. FC Stone yesterday 47.7, and the USDA's around 48. So just a slight drop on beans for both Informa and FC Stone. The exports this morning showed a little bit weaker for the wheat and corn, maybe neutral for the beans. Wheat exports were 145,000 metric tons. The estimates were 300 to 500. So that's pretty disappointing. Corn was 475,000 metric tons. We were looking for 500 to 900. And then beans were right in the middle at 600. We were looking for 350,000 to 750,000. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.